Time to talk about the sport they play in heaven with Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Wicks. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good morning, Bear, and good morning, everybody listening on 91.2 FM and 2NM.com.au.
Talk to me about local rugby. I know this much, the Heelers had a fantastic win on the weekend.
Yeah, fantastic to see that they're making their way up to make it three in a row. It's a couple of months away until we've got the playoffs. The Maitland Blacks host the crew there from the Hamilton Hawks. The Nelson Bayside take on University. And, of course, we've got the Wanderers up against Mary the Carlton. What should be a ripping game there in town at number 2 Oval. Of course, women's are at 4:30, as we've got Wanderers up against Hamilton Hawks, and also Mary the Carlton taking on Waratahs. Well, of course, in the fun, which is the divisional. Griffins take on Cooks Hill. Cessnock take on Easts. The Singleton Army take on the crew there from the Pagolvin Reds out at the base. And, of course, Mary the Carlton take on the Tars, and the Heelers will have a nice break. Be interesting to see how that works itself out, of course, in the Santos Central Rugby Premiership. You can find out more through cnru.com.au. The Lorenz Gunnar Red Devils have the weekend off. So we've got the McGregor Goulet Moree Wee Walla Bulls taking on Tamworth Pirates in what should be a ripping game. The Santos Narrabri Blue Bulls, which got taken down by Pirates last week, still on top of the table, but they take on the Walker Rams at Narrabri. Also, the crew there from the Belmont Hotels go Brumbies after a bit of a wake-up call on the weekend. Take on the Inverell Highlanders there at the Sir Owen Glenn Experience there in Aberdeen Street in Scone. And if that isn't enough for you, of course, we've got the Baraba Rams taking on the Crendai Electrical and Air Conditioning Alliance, and that'll be at Baraba. So the ladies have the weekend off.
Super W. Waratahs are still going well.
Yeah, 16 in a row, I think it is. So congratulations to the girls. And some of the fantastic talents have been there, including Maya Stewart and also Katrina... Katrina Barker. But some of the girls that have been part of it including, of course, for the Brumbies there, Susanna Cook in the Rebels. We've had Ash Masters and also Jakaya Coretta, and also, of course, Marianne Tua Pulodita. So that congratulations, of course, as we've had Ashley on the show there a couple of weeks ago on the Saturday show with Catalina Leaney, and also a swagger girls led by Candace Clay and Emma Bradford, who've been part of the experience there for the President's 15. It's been a great success, the Bill Corp Super W. It'll be a great opportunity moving forward to be part of the experience that's going to be the Bill Corp Wallaroos. And great to see great exposure for the likes of Accenture. Also, the New South Wales government's really chipped in to make it happen in Coffs Harbour, and it looks absolutely spectacular on telly. Apologies to everybody on the weekend. It was on the Waratahs website, waratahs.com.au, that it was going to be on 9GEM, but it's only been on Stan. And also, of course, Western Australia had to leave early, but they put together another side there that had the jumpers from the Harbour Knights that played in the New England competition last year. So for women's rugby at 15 aside level, we're really looking forward to getting some more traction with that, with hopefully games for the Wallaroos later in the year. But also, of course, last week we had the Australian Sevens team selected in both the men's and the gents. The usual suspects have found their way through in the ladies, including Shannon Perry and also, of course, Charlotte Kaslick, who we'll catch up with later in the year. But it's sad to see that Ilya Green hasn't been selected. So it's just one of those things moving forward that at this time of the year when we have the Olympics in 3 weeks' time, there are always going to be heartbreak stories of people who've missed out. But Ilya will still be around. She'll most probably find a way into the NRLW as well. But it's going to be interesting to see how that works itself out for John Mantelli and all the crew, as well as Tim Walsh with the fellas.
And very quickly, because we don't have much time left, tomorrow night the Wallabies take on France at Suncorp Stadium. Should be a good game. Could we get them? Can we get the Frogs?
Well, the Frogs yesterday only just got out of quarantine, so they've got a flight from Sydney to Brisbane. It'll be from Lang Park. It'll be from 7 o'clock tomorrow night there on GEM, Channel 82. I know there's a bit of a hand-wringing that's not on NBN, but it will be on GEM. Looking forward to seeing how the team goes and looking forward to seeing how the new strip goes with Cadbury on the front. But, yeah, they've already had great sales of the shirt already in the 1991 colours. But looking forward to it. It's the start of a run. Of course, we've got another test match next Tuesday in Melbourne. And then next Saturday we have another test match, and that will be in Brisbane as well. So looking forward to it. You can find it more through rugby.com.au.
Excellent work, Wixie. We'll catch up and talk some more rugby on the Sideline View this coming Saturday. Go to the Wallabies tomorrow night. And thanks, mate.
Good on you. Thanks, Bear.